This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The government shutdown comes at a time when farmers are already facing a significant number of headwinds. We will hear more from United States Senator, Republican from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, next.
Harvest isn't easy. Long hours, heavy loads, hard miles. But the work doesn't stop when the crop comes out. At Landis, we know next year's harvest is already in the making. It starts with choosing the right seed. It builds with acreage inputs that push your crop further. And it stays sharp with Sky Scout technology that finds issues before they cost you bushels. This isn't chance, it's planning. And it's what we do together. Talk to your Landis advisor or stop at your local Landis location today. And let's get next season started.
China is not purchasing soybeans from the United States. Prices for commodities are low, and input costs are high. United States Senator and Iowa farmer Chuck Grassley says the government shutdown adds to farmer headaches.
Going to the county offices to sign papers, to give them information they need about your farming operation. If you're in the farm program and you expect price supports and stuff that's in law, I would say if you're doing CRPs, you probably can't sign up for it.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says farmers will be negatively affected by the shutdown, but they are not alone.
The farm service agencies in my state, the Federal Highway Administration employees, the Park Service employees in our state, these are all people that are going to be affected by this.
Nearly half of USDA staff is furloughed, and Senator Grassley says that it could result in negative knock-on effects for farmers.
Trade negotiations might be stalled, and getting an agreement with China would be slowed down. That'd be very detrimental and immediate. What might not be immediate is the low prices that the farmers are getting and the safety net kicking in. Farmers wouldn't get that money until sometime well into next year.
The government shutdown went into effect at 12 a.m. on Wednesday, October 1st. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.